Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakeem Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yeah, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
I haven't. What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Markwell Russell here, the King of Client Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. So what I want to share with you, so I was talking to my CPA the other day, and we was kind of going through everything, and she was like, you all have what we call in the CPA world a cash cow business. So me, I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? She said, basically what a cash cow business is a business that grows. No, she basically said a business that can grow revenue-wise, but their expenses doesn't grow at the same rate, right? So their business is growing revenue, because like a lot of businesses, if their income is going to grow, their expenses grow with it. But the beautiful thing about it, that's why this episode is called group coaching or consulting business done right. Because if you do it virtually and you do it one-on-one and you do group and you like structure things the right way, let's say, for example, you go from 10 clients this month to 20 clients next month. You're not really, a lot of times you're not necessarily had to bring on a ton of staff. A lot of times you're not really bringing on, buying a lot of new softwares. You're not having to go buy a bigger building. A lot of times you just kind of maybe increasing your ad spend a little more, right? And if you're doing ad spend right, doing your ads right, like how we teach in the Paid Ad Playbook, you're most likely getting a crazy like 4 to 5x return on your ads, right? So your income grows, right? But your expenses either stay the same or they go up maybe just a little bit. And of course that protects your cash flow, protects your business and all that good stuff. So as you're growing your business, you want to think, okay, is my income growing, but my expenses are not growing at the same rate? Now, of course, your expenses are going to grow because you're going to hire a team and things of that nature. But the beautiful thing is, so like, for example, a done-for-you like agency type business, a lot of times their biggest investment is going to be like in team, right? And fulfillment, right? And then, of course, a percentage of that will go in the ads. But a lot of times it's like on fulfillment. However, with like a coaching business or consulting business or something like that, that's why I say coaching and consulting type businesses are the best business models in the world. Because the overhead is pretty low and it's a cash cow business, like my CPA said, because as the revenue grows consistently week after week and month after month, the expenses aren't necessarily growing at the same rate. Now, the expenses will grow, which is fine. And of course, you want to have some expenses when it comes to like taxes and all that good stuff. That's a whole nother episode in itself. But as that revenue grows, you want to make sure that your expenses are in the right place where it needs to be. And of course, be okay with your expenses growing, but it's not like your average business where your expenses are growing at the same rate of your revenue. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.